chair, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks, and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa.
Smash It.
Smash It.
Smash It is a new company that can save you money right now. Go to STLSmashIt.com and see the video of what they can do and how they are going to save you money if you use 20, 30, or 40-yard roll-offs. They get full fast, and it's expensive to get new ones constantly, so call Smash It today and they'll smash what is a full roll-off down by 40% or more. Call today for a free demo, and for the first five new six-month contracts, the owner of Smash It is taking those new customers to a suite at a Cardinals game. Go to STLSmashIt.com, check out the video, and see how to save money now.
It's party time at Surf and Sirloin. The holidays are just around the corner, and now is the time to get your holiday party on the books. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin can handle anywhere from 15 to 150 people with a menu full of USDA prime beef entrees, 15 seafood specials, and top it off with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. Holiday party packages are just $48 per person. Call Surf and Sirloin 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Hey sports fans, football season is here and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, the total, or even player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning. Use promo code 590 when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. That's 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie.net and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
You know, when you like you grab a woman's breast, yeah, it feels like a bag of sand.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It feels like a water balloon.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Water balloons, that's why I like them. They feel like booze. Well, they ought to make a water balloon that looks like a breast.
Like just give it a little nipple.
Probably
yeah.
Do. They probably have.
It'll pop. Tim, go.
Oh.
Well, Tim, Google
if,
it.
If you're rough with them, they will. But you got to be gentle with them.
Yes, sir.
No biting.
Now I'm aroused. Well,
oh,
good afternoon. And what am I going to do about it? I'm married.
Oh.
Good afternoon and welcome to the September 19th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. And I'm not kidding. It is a great place to bank. We'll tell you more after this.
Hey!
Well, look who's running the control board. He's actually been doing it. You have been doing this for a year because you started at the other place. So you hit the year already.
I have. I've hit the year mark.
But not at this place. We're 2 weeks away from 1 year here. He is a resident of the United States, born in the United States, dual citizenship, Great Britain and the U.S. Because for 19 years of his young life, he lived in Great Britain. 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. Almost royalty. Not really. Trevor Limey, Limestone. Philip, say hello to the audience.
Hello to the audience.
The greatest audience in the world. In the studio today. Good to have him back here again. The man who, on a moment's notice, will fill that tank up and jump in that car and head somewhere to discover another place, maybe for his next book. He might go north, he might go south, he might be westbound, he might be...
There it is.
Jeez, this thing's...
He's Bill Clavlin. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass cube, behind bulletproof glass... Because sometimes we'd like to shoot him. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring,
I am.
Call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Ma. This next guy, you heard do the news mere moments ago, 15 minutes ago. For some people, that's a full-time and an only job. Not him. He said at some point, bring it on. Give me another job. So they said, okay, you're in charge of the entire news department. They said, bring it on. I need more. Give me another job. They said, research. Head of the research department. He said, is that all you got? Give me more. They said, okay, you're in charge of resetting the digital clock. He goes, that's it? All this together, to me, is part-time work. They said, okay, go write a book. And he did. He's an author. Wow. You say, that's a lot. Oh, it is, but that's not all. On top of all that together is his part-time job, his full-time job, his real job, is that of private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book of 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. Chapter 44, Baby, It's Me, is the story of a woman who buried her husband, and the next day, he called her from rehab. She buried the wrong guy.
Good one.
I can't make this stuff up. You can buy it right now at my website, badmoodgoodmood.com.
And how much is that?
It's $14.97 for the hardback or $12.97 for the e-version.
You know, before you know it, it'll be stocking stuffer time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now would be the time to get this for a gift for anybody. Hey, everybody at some point is in a bad mood. Some people every day. Some people once a week. Turn that frown upside down.
Right. Did you just come up with that?
Just now.
Wow.
You should monetize that.
Bad mood, good mood.
Thank you.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses kind, yeah.
Oh, boy. No. That's not on his resume. Rat Boy said he was in here one day, and he said he knows something else Tim does. He knows how to cut the what?
Cheese.
He knows how to cut the cheese.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's done it.
Okay.
Hear that music? Hear that polka? Turn that up. You're kind of dancing in your car seat, aren't you? You've got to jump in. Of course you are, because it's contagious. Who can resist the sound of great polka music, especially when it's performed by this guy and his orchestra? Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limperis and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best. We are brought to you by the best. The best replacement window. It must be. It's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you know what it is. It's Window World. I have an idea, and I don't know who to go to with it. And it's a gathering of all women who've lost their husbands. Widow World. It's close. I don't know if there'd be like a copyright deal, probably.
Like a theme park or something?
Yes, like, well, Widow World. You go there, and it would be a nice and pleasant setting. Water and trees and benches and all widows. And you just kind of walk around. There's all these other dating sites. What about Widow World?
I'm just going to ask you right now. Do you want a rim shot and a laugh sound effect for that?
No, because it's not a joke.
Okay,
it's
cool.
One of my many great ideas. Widow World.
The website's available. WidowWorld.com is available.
Wow.
I need to grab it.
You need to grab it.
Widow World. Hey, you got Tinder. What are some of these other dating sites?
Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish,
Ashley Match. Madison for people
that
want to have an affair.
That is only for a fed.
But it's still a site to hook up.
That is true.
I say Widow World. I think I'm onto something, and I think my backers could be John and Jim at Widow World. That's just like a side deal. Widow World. Widow World.
Well, Frank just handed me a note. Let me look up this one. No, sugardaddy.com is taken.
Okay. But there is a Window World, and it is it's a wonderful company. It's a generous company. Over $1 million to St. Jude Children's Hospital. And I'm not kidding. Why would anybody listening who's AM and the PM who needs windows, why would you not talk to Window World? How could you replace windows and not at least look at this wonderful product?
Maybe you don't care about sick kids.
You know, that's well said.
Mm-hmm.
You hate children.
You hate children. You hate sick children.
And you do not care about sick children. Yeah, let's lay that on them.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what you're saying. Oh, yeah, Window World. Oh, I've heard of them. They're the ones that make a great window and give a lot of money to St. Jude. I don't want that window. Well, we don't want you. How about that? As a listener. Shame on you. But you know what? I'm not talking to anybody like that. I'm talking to AM and the PM people. And make sure you tell them that at Window World. Say, proudly, I'm AM in the PM. They like it, we like it, and you know you like it. Window World, if you want to know more, and you should, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
He's been everywhere. He's the new, like, Charles Carroll, Charles Osgood. He's the new on-the-road guy. And he also is an author, a speaker, radio guy, sometime TV guy. He's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You know what I think I just did? I did a Window World commercial, and I should have done a First Community Credit Union commercial. This Playhouse
crap.
Brought to you by First Community.
That's a brain tumor.
It is a brain tumor.
That is a brain tumor.
Brought to you by First Community Credit Union.
Get that looked at.
So I'm going to fix that and right after Bill's segment.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Window World, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com, would you please, and I mean, come on, give it up big for Bill Cleveland. Never gets old.
Like a hockey crowd.
You know what it's kind of like? It's like how the sound of passing gas is always funny.
Yeah.
It never gets old. Isn't it? Bill, how are you?
I'm okay now.
Okay.
Speaking of passing gas, where did the term cutting the cheese ever...
I don't know, because I think some... maybe because cheese smells... maybe
fresh cheese also Limburger. Squeaks when you eat it.
It what?
It squeaks. When you have a cheese curd, it squeaks.
I didn't know that.
Sure.
I didn't know that.
A fresh cheese curd, if you go, say, to anywhere in Wisconsin and you get fresh cheese curds, which is essentially the stage right before it becomes cheddar cheese, if you eat it, the way to tell it is fresh is it will squeak. You will actually hear it squeak.
Well,
in your
how life. About that?
I actually already knew that because Bill mentioned it before and I paid attention.
No, I don't listen to him. Where are we going?
First of all, can you hear me? This microphone sounds
weird. What?
What?
Yeah,
okay.
You should know not to ask us.
20 years, I haven't figured it out. A little better now. Today we are going to a town called Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Frank, you're a Tennessee guy. You're born in Tennessee. Do you have any idea where Hurricane Mills, Tennessee is?
I've heard
Tennessee
of it, but I don't know where it is. I'm going to guess it's in Middle Tennessee. But
it is west of Nashville.
That's Middle
if I had
Tennessee.
To guess, I would say probably 45 minutes to maybe an hour away. And this is where, for 22 years, Loretta Lynn lived.
Coal miner's daughter.
That is correct. She had a ranch there, Loretta Lynn's ranch. And I've actually been working on, you mentioned...
Ask Limey, do you know who Loretta Lynn is?
I know the name.
Country singer.
Okay.
Old school country. Way back in the 50s, 60s, Loretta Lynn. Proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
And
a movie called Sissy Spacek played Loretta Lynn and played her perfectly and sang just like her in the movie.
And I don't know how old she is now. She's got to be up there. And I saw her maybe 3 years ago in concert. She sounds great. I mean, she really still can belt it out.
Can we, Limey, would you pull up, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
I got you.
That's a good one.
Listen to this. The great, yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Country 590, one of the greatest, Loretta Lynn.
You come. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let you go.
I listen to these lyrics.
You say you're gonna take him, but I don't think you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
What a great song. All right, there you go, Limey. That's Loretta Lynn. Coal Miner's Daughter, another great song.
This is a complete sidebar. Maybe you'll know the answer to this. I think it was Loretta Lynn, and maybe it was Conway Twitty that sang a duet called You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that song, but they did a lot of duets together.
I think, and I remember hearing it, I think I was...
Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man.
No, that's another song.
All right.
But it was hilarious.
Yep. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You might want to.
I'll tell you a little bit of that.
It's
Conway Twitty. Loretta Lynn.
She's together. 86.
Country 590.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
Love Conway Twitty.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
Wars.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Oh, my goodness. You're the reason our kids are
great.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never heard that song.
You're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
That's all right. The country haters are getting sick. Like Tim Woodward. He's starting to throw up. He hates country music.
I like her
a lot. I only know of Conway Twitty because of Family Guy. That's the only way I know of Conway Twitty.
Now, you know what?
I'm kidding.
I'm glad you said that. I keep forgetting to watch. I'm going to go back and watch early fan. I've never
you
seen
should.
It. You
should.
I have to watch that.
Harold Jenkins.
Yes.
That's right. Harold Jenkins. Twitty City. They had an amusement-like area that was his sort of home called Twitty City.
So,
and his probably most famous song, Hello, Darling.
Oh, yeah.
Probably his most famous song.
So it's funny you mentioned Twitty City. So I'm working on another book now, and one of the things I'm writing about are visiting famous homes or notable homes that have been in film or movie, you know, whatever. And so Twitty City, it's funny you mentioned that. It's no longer... up to 2 years ago, you could still go and visit Twitty City. Mm. Apparently, a television network bought it, and they filmed some television shows there. I think, like, Mike Huckabee, the governor, does a show there now.
I went to a place, they had two mountains side by side, and it's called something else. I can't remember. Similar to Twitty City.
Let it go.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
To say that.
I broke down. I have no discipline. I'm sorry.
All right. So I mentioned Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, Loretta Lynn. So Loretta Lynn's ranch. You can go and visit Loretta Lynn's ranch. Now, she lived there for 22 years, doesn't live there anymore, but this place is apparently massive, and you can go and, you know, they got waterfalls, and you can do canoeing, and you can ride on horseback, and kayaking, and fishing, and hiking, and camping. They have cabins that you can go and rent, and so you are on the property. They have several museums. They have a coal miner's daughter museum, so it's 18,000 square feet full of stuff from her career.
I know a lot of people make fun of this stuff, but let me tell you something. The country people, country music people, they eat that stuff up.
Yes.
And they're really good, decent people.
Yes.
And this people would laugh. At, oh, well, you laugh, but you go there and then laugh. It's like if you say, oh, Nashville, Tennessee, and you say Opryland Hotel. You ever been to the Opryland Hotel?
No,
it's
I have
magnificent.
Not. It's awesome.
It is absolutely it's not anything like what you think.
Hmm.
It's not barnwood and a bunch of horseshoes hanging up. Computer controlled musical water shows and spectacular restaurants.
You can ride a boat in there.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's really good.
And at Christmas time, it's really cool.
I would go to see this Loretta Lynn thing.
So it's called the Loretta Lynn's Ranch. And like I said, Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. They have events all through the year. The next one coming up, October 4th through 7th, they have a motorcycle and music event. So a bunch of folks who like to ride motorcycles will be down there. Lots of concerts and stuff.
And I'll bet you every once in a while she comes out. She's probably at home.
I think they do concerts during now. She doesn't live in the house anymore, and she's built another house since. But I've heard that she and her band get together and will do events down at the ranch. So if you're a country music fan, check that out. Once more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
You know, people who are new and are listening go, well, that poor guy doesn't have many fans.
But they're
loyal. It's not about numbers. It's about loyalty. It's about
quality over quantity.
Thank you. That's exactly right. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. The Playhouse is actually brought to you by First Community, and I just start talking about Widow World and work my way into Window World and get off track. So here's what you need to know about First Community. One, it's a great place to bank. Two, it's a great place to bank. And three, it's a great place to bank for a lot of reasons. Personal banking, business banking. So they love small businesses. You need a banking partner, line of credit. You need to expand new equipment. Business is good, and it is now for lots of the economy's good, a lot of businesses. But most of the people that bank there, it's personal banking. So whatever you do where you bank now, wherever it is, dump them. Cash out. Close out the accounts. Join us, First Community. You will not be sorry. I got the greatest email this morning. It may have come yesterday, but I read emails in the morning. A listener bought a beautiful Indian motorcycle. Have you seen these Indian motorcycles? They're taking a piece away from Harley Davidson. They're hurting Harley Davidson. He said, I cannot believe the loan and the terms that I got from First Community Credit Union to make this motorcycle purchase possible for me. And he sent me a picture of the bike. Oh my goodness, is it gorgeous. So, I'm sorry I didn't save the first name. I could look it up, but it would take too long, 30 seconds, and that's an eternity when it's just silence on the radio. But you got yourself a beautiful bike, and I appreciate the email and the picture. It just makes me want to jump back on a bigger bike, but too many deer out where I am. The point is this. First Community Credit Union likes boaters. They like bikers. They like everybody. They like to help you make the purchase possible, whether it's a car, a motorcycle, boat, home, whatever. And then, of course, just your general regular banking. And they're sponsors, exclusive sponsors of the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Yard sale's so good, it takes two hosts to host it. Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. FirstCommunity.com. Larry Connors will be on in about half an hour. Here's a little of what Larry will be talking about. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, admits that conservative employees do not feel safe in his company. And what is he doing about it? If the woman accusing Judge Kavanaugh of molesting her does not show up Monday, should the Senate go ahead and vote? Phone lines will be open. St. Louis criminal attorney Scott Rosenblum says that Kavanaugh will always now be labeled as a sex offender. He'll explain why. Let me stop right there. I know exactly what he's talking about. It's what I said earlier. Once the news people, and they love to go on these feeding frenzies and throw out, somebody was accused. That's all people remember. They don't remember the follow-up story where, oops, didn't happen.
Right.
So I know exactly what he means. A major city in this country is preparing to completely ban fur. No items made in whole or part with fur can be sold. No clothing, no handbags, earmuffs, nothing. Larry will have details. First of all, how are you going to do that? How do you know some of the fake stuff? You can't tell. So how's any city going to ban fur? You can stop everybody and go, prove that that's not real fur.
What about the burgers? Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I just had another talk with Tim and explained to him that while many people might not know what a Furburger is, there are listeners who do, and that is just not appropriate for this high-quality show. Furburger is not something, because then what happens is people email you, what's a Furburger?
Just
so direct, direct those emails to Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Yes.
That's Tim at gatewaypi. And just email him and go, hey, what's a Furburger? And we'll let him tell you what it is.
Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day, so today could be National Furburger Day.
Well, not on this show. It won't be. And then some scientists have a plan to create and breed, check this out, woolly mammoths as part of a real Jurassic Park. Now you're talking.
So what are they going to do? Take an elephant, combine it with some fur burger, and just hope for the best? I mean,
you haven't been grossed out until you've seen a woolly mammoth burger.
Oh. So Larry will have everything we just talked about except fur burgers. He does not. He will not talk about that because he has a classy show.
Something I'm going to Google Furburger and see what
comes
up.
Do you not know what that is? Hold on. Do you not know what it is?
Yeah, I know. I just want to see what comes up in, like, you know, on the internet.
Okay. Go ahead. Read it if you can. The part of it you can.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a friend. This is a lady who comes twice a month and cleans our house because my wife does not cook or clean. Or she doesn't do that. So and so she's been for 32 years she's come to our house. Her name is Kathy, and so this morning, she comes every other Wednesday. Kathy says to me, I would not have sex with Donald Trump for $3 million. And I said, that is not true. And she said, I would swear on a stack. She means it.
Just out of the blue, she decided to announce this?
That's how repulsive. No, that's how repulsive physically he is to her. And I say, I don't see that. I see some people don't like him. But to say for $3 million. And by the way, she doesn't have money.
For $3 million, you would have sex with him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Frank, would you have sex with Donald Trump for $3 million?
Notice the pause? That's a lot of money. But look.
All right.
Then she said to me, I said, that's insane, and you know you would because she doesn't have money. I said, of course you would for $3 million. She said, I couldn't. He's that she said, here, think about it this way. She said, think of the most unattractive, non-sexual woman you can. I said Hillary Clinton. She's not sexy to me at all. Or attractive.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I will tell you right now, for $3 million, you betcha I'd have sex with Rosie and Hillary. For $3 million, of course I'd. Turn the lights out. Just turn the lights out. Yeah, I would. It's amazing to me how much some people can be repulsed physically, but I don't see that in him. Michael Moore, if she said, give me somebody, I'll pick somebody who's just disgusting. Maybe Tom Arnold. No, he's not disgusting enough. Mm. But I don't, boy, and she meant it too. She says, I am telling you right now, no, there is no amount of money. there's an old sort of riddle thing that every couple of years this comes up on the show because I bring it up. And it came into my head today, and I don't know why. And, Limey, I want you to tell me if you've ever heard this. It's a guy looking at a photograph.
Okay.
And there's a person in the photograph. And he's referring to the person in the photograph, and he says, brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. Who is this man? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I have, but I don't know why.
It will give you a headache trying to figure out why the answer is the answer. I know the answer.
Say it again.
Brothers and sisters, I have none.
Okay.
But this man, he's pointing to the guy in the picture, but this man's father is my father's son. Who is this man? Think about it, and we'll pick it up at another time. Hmm. But I don't know why this thing came into my head. But I have always struggled with what I know is the answer. So I get online and look up diagrams showing how the answer is what it is, and it still sometimes doesn't make sense to me.
Is it him?
It's him. The answer is me. This man's father is my father's son. This man is me.
So he's looking at a selfie. That makes sense.
Hey, this Japanese billionaire, his name is Yusaka Maezawa. He is the founder.
Excuse you?
Yusaka Maezawa.
Yusaka Maezawa. I've never heard it called a Zawa. He is the founder of the international custom fit clothing company Zozo, and he's a big art collector. The guy is a multi-billionaire. And he is the one investing in the spaceship project to take the trip, possibly in 2023, around the moon. So he has paid to go around the moon. Now, I tried to find out what he paid Elon Musk to do this. Most people are saying it's at least $1 billion. Now, this is for one trip. A guy would pay $1 billion to make that trip. And he says it's probably very dangerous.
Well, this isn't the first person in the private world to pay to go into space,
right? No, there's like 250 people who have paid.
Either NASA or Russians or something
like $1 million, prepaid, so that when the time comes that you can take a private entity craft to go in space, they want to go.
Please put your tray tables up.
I wouldn't go for free. Would you?
Oh, I would.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? I would love to go to space.
Oh, I think that's scary. That scares me.
I'd like to go to space.
You'd probably die pretty quick, though.
Yeah, I mean, you probably
would.
Space,
your body would just, like, implode.
One of those things explode and you're in it.
You're done.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have been watching Total Recall. You just get sucked out into space. All the oxygen gets sucked out of your system, and then you freeze.
Thank
Happens
you,
about
Mr.
two seconds.
Know-it-all.
But it would be quick, so why not?
Thank you, Mr. Know-it-all.
Yeah, you said that. All right, check this out. Cannabis is big in the news, obviously.
Far out.
Yeah, thank you. There is a legendary lobster restaurant in Maine. It's Charlotte's Lobster Pond. And the owner is trying to make boiling lobsters more humane because it hurts. They have been experimenting giving marijuana to lobsters so they don't feel the boiling
That's
water.
The dumbest
This
thing.
Is ridiculous.
So they don't need roach clips, though, because they got those little pictures.
That's true. They got their own. That is true. They said that Roscoe, the lobster, was placed in for a few minutes in a covered box with about 2 inches of water at the bottom, and then they pumped marijuana smoke in there, and it seemed to sedate him. Huh. Are you kidding me? Mm. Really? How do
All
you
right.
know?
PETA.
The only ethical way to boil a lobster is just to kill it first.
Smash
before
its
you boil
head
it.
And then boil it.
Yeah, exactly. Done, probably. It's
but there's a reason they boil. There's something about if you kill it first, it's not. I don't know. It could. I don't know. Salmon. I don't know. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's Bert's 95th birthday. And Bert has a best friend, Jerry. And every year, Jerry does something unexpected, a birthday surprise for Bert. Bert never knows what it's going to be. So on the evening of Bert's 95th birthday, the doorbell rings. And Bert goes to the door, and when he opens the door, there is this stunning, think of Wonder Woman, okay? Dark hair, boobs, cleavage showing. On the midsection of her outfit, there's an S, like Superman, there's an S. She's in boots, killer legs, and he says, "Can I help you?" She says, "Oh, you must be Bert. Birthday boy Bert. Can I help you?" She says, "Yeah. You can help me by letting me in, Bert, for about an hour. I'm here courtesy of your friend Jerry. Happy birthday, Bert." "Who are you?" She says, "I am Super Sex Sally." And Bert has prepaid, for me to come here tonight and offer you super sex. He says, "Huh, I'll take the soup."
See how traffic's moving along with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Staples. Southbound 55 remains closed at Richardson Road due to a serious crash north of Imperial, Maine. Traffic is crawling on the secondaries across South County into Jefferson County. Accidents westbound 44 west of Six Flags and eastbound 44 east of Gray Summit. Staples offers bold color printing to help your business stand out. Now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. In-store only. Offer ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store staples.com/20back. For details. Print more color, attract more customers, save more money. Staples. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com. If you like stories that will have you shaking your head with a belly full of laughter and doubt that crazy and weird people really exist in the world, I'll be happy to change your mind. It's available both softbound and e-version, and it's only available at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Lester's Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Who's ready to party? Whether it's a special occasion or you're already looking for the perfect place for a company holiday party, it's time to call Surf and Sirloin. Party packages for groups of 15 to 150. Each package has unlimited soft drinks, super salad, any one of their USDA prime steak entrees or seafood options, and dessert with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. A party package is just $48 per person. Call Surf and Sirloin, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online, surfandsirloin.com.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Leave him alone. Let him go home. Let him go back home. Let him go to Dallas, Texas. That's where he lives. Mike Evans, we're talking about. Mike Evans is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and by the Smokehouse Market next door. These two places are so well run. The quality control is unbelievable. I don't care what you think your favorite restaurant is. If it's not Annie Gunn's, you need to go to Annie Gunn's. Guess what? You'll have a new favorite restaurant. You need reservations. They're closed only on Monday. While you're there, go next door to the Smokehouse, and when you leave after dinner, or take home a cherry pie or any of the, my goodness, go to the meat counter or the where they'll prepare stuff at the deli counter. This is a meat market like no other. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands of gift cards. Every day they sell gift cards. Just think about it. Not everybody wants a gift card to Target or whatever, but I cannot imagine anybody not appreciating gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
You got that right, Ali.
How you doing?
Let me check. How am I doing?
No, see, that's our bit. He steals material. He's always stolen.
I'm doing fine.
Always stolen material from us.
Hello.
So what's going on? You sound sober. You didn't take a drink. You didn't take a sip. What's wrong? Is everything okay? We're worried.
I left the glass in the other room.
Go get it.
Should I go get it?
Yeah. It's just not the same. I mean, things seem off.
Right? Hold on for your ace.
Go get it. Hold on for your ace. Who says that? Nobody. Mike. He says it. Nobody else.
Canadian guys call it arse.
Hold on to
soda
arse.
British.
And British. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same Britain. Yeah.
Your arse.
Arse.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep A-R-S-E.
Oh, I keep them walking the arse.
Hey, hey, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Arse over tea kettle?
Arse over tea kettle,
you know
no.
What that mean? It's when you fall
end over end.
You fall backwards and you flip backwards and completely do a
head over heels,
right.
Sort of.
Correct.
Arse backwards. Over tea kettle.
In England,
backwards, though.
In England, we call it arse over tit.
Over what?
Tit. T-I-T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
You can't say that.
I'm very sorry.
Even though you can say it in England,
yeah.
You can't
sorry.
Do it.
If really you hadn't done it with a British accent, we'd be thrown off the air.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, Mike. Mike, I believe, is back now with his glass of wine. Yeah, there you go. Now we can start the segment.
Thank you.
So what do we need to know?
Well, this week's pop quiz theme has been celebrities who fish or hunt and eat their kill. So today, name the name of the big fisherman. Chris Evans, Chris O'Donnell, Chris Pine, Chris Pratt.
Kringle.
A minute.
Get it? Chris Kringle.
I got it.
Sorry. Ruined his
we
report.
Got it. We just didn't want it.
Ruined his report. You can save it.
Follow up on celebrity hunters. Check it out. Newlywed bride Meghan Markle, a longtime PETA supporter, has begged hubby Prince Harry to please, please never hunt again. And according to reports, you ready? He agreed.
God, oh, come on.
Yep,
divorce.
He agreed.
No, that makes sense.
Seven love nuggets for you. So far, Brad Pitt has taken the high road, while Angelina Jolie has scraped the bottom of the barrel regarding their divorce. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Now Brad is threatening to tell all of Angelina's secrets, and all of a sudden Angelina has decided to ease her demands regarding child custody support and divorce settlement.
Uh-huh.
This whole thing might finally be coming to an end.
Apparently there's some things about her that she doesn't want people to know.
Exactly. I got a prediction for you.
Okay.
J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez will get married and try to have a child in 2019.
I sure hope so.
J-Lo.
That is so beautiful. Jessica Simpson is expecting her third child. Still spends her time in boardrooms instead of on stage. Her jewelry, clothing, and accessory business is exploding. Jessica Simpson's net worth is guesstimated at $172 million.
I like her. I think she's cute.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
The makeup breakup relationship is back on between Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. Now Katie telling her friends that she would like to get married to Jamie in hopes that that would put the relationship on a more solid ground.
Well, that doesn't always mean
that is a dumb idea.
I would bet on that.
Not always a guarantee.
I told you that Ariana Grande continues to have nightmares regarding the death of Mac Miller, her old boyfriend. Now those nightmares are forcing Ariana to go into extensive therapy. Her family is worried, and appearances now being canceled. You heard it here first.
You take care of yourself, and Ariola.
Mm-hmm. No, not, it's Ariana Grande, not Ariola.
Oh, sorry.
Remember Jennifer Aniston's Ariola?
You told us about that. Yeah.
Okay. Another I told you so on September 3rd, I told you a huge donation to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's reelection campaign by Harvey Weinsleeves would result in Weinsleeves getting a 6-month continuance on his criminal case. Mm-hmm. That was made official yesterday.
Isn't that something, how the system works?
Wow.
Sad.
It's really sad. It is my birthday. And Carrie Underwood is celebrating by getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Today is your birthday?
Well, actually, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want to give you a chance if you wanted to overnight something, you still have a proper job.
Oh, yeah.
Don't spoil the surprise.
No. Yeah. You know what show got me for my birthday?
What?
And I've never had one in my life.
What?
A watch.
You've never had a watch?
Really?
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Poor young boy has to grow up without a watch.
Wow.
What kind of watch?
Never had a watch.
What'd she get you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's wood.
Yeah, there are about three different companies that make wooden watches. I have a couple. All wood. The band is wood. The watch is wood. Yeah, they're fun. And they're interesting looking.
It's all wood. I really like it. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you, Franco.
No, you don't have to. I own a couple of them. I know exactly what it is.
Did you like your wooden watch?
Yeah, on certain occasions. They're almost weightless. They weigh nothing. They're very lightweight.
Yeah, I like
and they're interesting looking. People go, is that wood? You go, yeah, it really is all wood.
And I got a baseball cap that has a wood cap. The top of the bill is wood.
Sounds to me like she's trying to tell you that she'd like you to have more wood.
Yeah.
not enough wood coming from the Michael.
Come to bed, honey, and bring your cap.
When you hung like a giraffe, you don't have to worry about it.
I remember the last time Cheryl said to me, boy, I wish Mike had this kind of wood. Now he does.
Hey, Amanda.
Oh,
see, now that's low. See, you can have my
Amanda,
wife there. In fact,
up,
take
please.
My wife, please, but not my daughter.
Amanda, please. Oh, and finally.
Oh, wow. Bailing a little early on.
No, you want some more?
You have 2 minutes.
Right.
You have 2 minutes. You can throw one more at us. You got one more, and then we'll do the pop quiz. Now let's
like
go.
Just throw one.
Go ahead. Go.
What?
Do it. Throw it in there. You have 2 minutes. Go.
Oh, I got 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I got all kinds of time. What should I talk to you about?
Oh, good grief.
So let's talk about when you eat ice cream and you get that headache. Do you like it?
Brain freeze.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
No, I don't like that. What causes that?
Oh, my goodness. Just
don't
get
know.
To the pop quiz. We don't know. What are we, like brain surgeons?
Okay, well, let me tell you what causes it so you'll be informed.
All right, what?
When you eat the ice cream, the extreme coldness, the freezing coldness of the ice cream, actually, it restricts blood flow to your brain, and that's what causes the pain.
Mm.
See, I try to inform the audience and you, and hopefully this has done this. Now you know what causes that.
You've had it
your whole life, you've never known, and on today, September 19th, 2018, Mike Evans put you in the know and explained why you experience that pain.
We have 1 minute.
Restricted.
Yeah, okay.
This is I think I deserve a little kudos for this.
Yeah, okay, that was great. Okay, pop quiz, here we go. Now you have 40 seconds.
And finally.
Yeah.
No, restricts the blood flow.
No, just pop quiz, go. Yeah, well, I'm not letting you run over.
Who's the great fisherman? Chris Evans, Chris O'Dell, Chris Prine, or Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Pine.
Pratt. I don't know any of these people really, so I'll just take a wild guess. Pine.
Answer's Pratt. Mm. Blood flowing to your head while eating ice cream.
Have another drink.
Causes a restriction to smoothie. Hello?
Have another drink.
Yeah.
Brother. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff, gift cards. Always a good idea. Thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is describing the situation Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is in as unfair. His statement at the White House today comes after a California woman claimed Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her more than 30 years ago. Trump said it would be very unfortunate if the woman doesn't show up for a scheduled hearing on Monday. He also said if she makes a credible appearance, then they'll have to make a decision on what's next. North Carolina's getting a visit from President Trump today as he's looking to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Florence. He's assisting in distributing food to residents in New Bern, North Carolina, and is examining the damage left behind in the wake of the storm. Trump described the flooding as epic, and the storm has so far been the cause of more than 30 deaths. The man accused of killing Molly Tibbetts is pleading not guilty to first-degree murder charges. Tom Roberts has more. Christian.